Tafreshkes Sif Bays. Noshim Shoichlis Vishers Hachek Hashecho. Vein Enon Yodis Shemitzel Hoitzi Mechol HaKadosh. So they don't get involved in anything which is a Sopik Deraisa. They're not, you know, but they're not being moistened. We pass on that. Then Tosefis Yom Kippurim or Tosefis Shabbos is besides the time that you're going to be perished because of the Sopik. So if they tell you Shkia is at 8:22, you don't Malach at 8:22. Obviously, because maybe your clock is wrong. Maybe they got the Zman wrong a little bit. Those Zmanim are based on they're affected by atmospheric conditions, the humidity, and affected by the barometric pressure. But beyond that time, you have a key mitzvah. They don't do that, these women. So it's a Gemara in Bay. The Gemara says, if you believe they're not going to listen to you, again, if you believe they're not going to listen to you, don't tell them. So now this is a general question. There's a concept of called Mutashi Yashagan Vayim Azidin. Where do you apply that rule? So the Gemara, who had then called to our Isser? If you really are convinced that the people are not listening to you, don't open your mouth. What do you gain? You made them from a shugging into amazing. Now, but the Afka Shanim first, but however, this halacha that Mutash Yoshagim Vayim Azidin only applies to things which are not explicit in the Torah. There might be the Raisa, because Tosefes Yom Kippurim is the Raisa, but it's not explicit. It's from a Ribui. Ava Pi Shehu the Raisa. There's a new halacha called a mechoa, which even though they're not going to listen to you, even though they're now going to become mezidim as opposed to shogim, but you cannot let it have a blatant issue of the rights to go by without pointing out that it's improper. So this is a halacha of, it's a halacha of mechoa, making a protest, not a halacha of correcting it, because they're not going to listen to you. You know they're not going to listen to you. Okay. So this is the second halacha of mechoa, of making a mechoa. Now the bir halacha will raise a few points on this issue. So he quotes from Bircha Yosef in the bottom bir halacha over here, Machim Biyaron. So he brings a Rikki Yosef, she must have learned the Bezet of Rechad. She says, the Chiddush, the Ad can learn meaning the Bezet of Rechad. Tarachalim, because Afshi Adai Ashal Yikabu, that which we have a Chiyah to make a protest, knowing that they're not going to listen. Hanu Rak, she Adai no Takiv Alo Ovrim, Limbus Behem Becheska say, yeah, we can force the Halacha on them. So we need them to protest to force Halacha on them. They're not going to listen anyway. Why am I doing anything? I have no power over them, so why am I doing anything? That's what the Rikki Yosef says. However, says, even though I can't be held responsible, I know they're not going to listen, so I'm not doing anything wrong by not addressing, because there's a concept in Chazal, but I can address the issue and I don't, so I'm held culpable for the transgression, and you should take care of it. Well, we hear that's not true, because I know they're not going to listen. But still, there's a lot of mitzad, you should say something, even though they're not going to be makabel. So this is where you get this idea of mechoa. People say, you know, obviously if you have a choice of making a mechoa, a protest, in a way which will be effective, that's much more logical than making doing whatever is not effective. Even if you know it's clearly not going to be effective, it's still a mechiva mechoa by Mefarsh Patera. So that's, hence your, you know, the Shabbos, you know. Right? They're not going to listen. The people that they're making the mechoa against are not going to listen. Right?
So you're saying you should do it so, or you shouldn't?
But it says that you're supposed to do it. You can't stand idly by and ignore the fact that somebody's doing something blatantly wrong, and ignore that the fact that's happening. And Machem B'Yodin, Sivkat and Gimel. So this halacha, a case where it's something which is the raisa, but it's not explicit in the pasuk, you do not protest. So the mishabrua with afka b'yedei b'vaday shayikav b'mena, you know with confidence they're not going to listen. So that's what you say, you know, why should you tell them and make them into a mazidim? Just look the other way, they'll remain shayikim, because what are you accomplishing anyway? That's not a case where they're not going to listen.
So you're
obviously
talking about before they start to do anything. So what makes us think that they're going to be over on something?
Why is it beforehand?
They're doing the veira. They won't listen. You mean by not listening, they won't stop.
Right.
All right.
Oh, good evening, Dr. Katz. Oh, good evening, Mr. Marvis. Gunchodish, Dr. Katz. Gunchodish, Adam. Mr. Marvis. Oh, good evening. Gunchodish, Rabbi Reinbold.
Okay. But if is it possible that they're going to listen? So obviously you have to do something about it. Even if you're talking about the rabbanon, you have to do something about it. You should address the issue.
That's something like if they're talking in shul or something like that, like the Quran.
Well, and they might listen. You're saying.
I guess they no. If you think they probably won't, more likely than not, they probably won't.
But his lashon here is vaday.
They definitely won't.
All right, if you feel convinced, you know these people, they're not going to listen to you. So if it's a deraisa mafurish b'kara, you mechiv d'imaycha. Right? If it's a derabbanan, or even if it's a raisa, it's not mafurish b'kara, it's based on some type of a remez, whatever it is. So then you say, "What do you shagim al yimizin?" Don't say anything. Dal who had done the chosh dvar yisur. But ultimate cases where we know that people will not listen. Because that in Chilik Bein Rabim LeYachid, and there's no nafkamin in Halacha whether you're giving a Musa to a Rabim of people which will not listen, or a Yachid who will not listen. Meaning, but the Shir Shagan, hey, again, the ultimate case, we know they're not going to listen. Now, obviously, this is only relevant right now. They're shirking. Says, listen, why should you say something? Don't say anything. Let them remain unlearned and believing that it's mutter, rather than realizing it's us or doing it anyway. But what if a person we know is doing amazing? So, you know, the guy didn't know there's anything else but driving a car in Shabbos. So maybe I don't know, will he listen to you, not listen to you? The guy knows that's the driver car Shabbos, and he couldn't care less. Right? There you are mechuyev to respond, even though they will not listen. Now, why would you want to make a mukhah? Because the simplest reason is because you don't want to be held culpable for their mistakes. I didn't mind. I responded. So that you're not mukhah to anyway. You know they're not going to listen. See that you're not held responsible for their mistakes. What can you accomplish anyway? But even so, there's a mitzvah to be mechiyach. So we're. Mr. Bursang, we're looking at it. There's a tension over here. You have a surah, let them be, and the surah will be shagigim. You should say something. So you said, listen, if you believe you might be effective, say something. If you know you're not going to be effective, don't say anything. But if they're mazim anyway, so you have a chiyuv to say something. What's there to lose? Again, obviously you want to try and say which will be effective. You know, maybe you'll have a chance of being effective, but even if you're not effective at all, you're still to say. Well, I'm a first Torah. Come along. So even this dinner, but you're showing what you're mazidin, it's the only case where it's an avera which is not explicit in the Torah. But so learn those on Yechalam Litloish, you're showing them with Torah Mehemazin. There was weak. We can say, listen, you know what? They're doing it. They don't realize it's a drasha. They're not aware of the drasha. They're showing it. So if you're dying on the Kav schools that they don't realize, so maybe they'll listen to you when you point out that it's wrong. You're saying, no, we're convinced they're not going to listen. What's the case? Machmas the kilo adover. We know that their attitude is not very significant. Somebody says right now they're keeping the halacha, or I'm saying right now they're keeping the halacha in general, just this thing they're doing wrong. But the reality is it's not so significant to them. It's explicit in the Torah that it's also. You can't say they're shergim. The Torah says explicitly. The parshi. You try and motivate them through punishment till they get them. They refrain. Okay. Like a sakana, this to which we say, you know, even though they're not going to listen, say something, in some cases there's no danger of saying something.
What do you mean, like a sakana? That they'll attack the person be machiach?
Yeah. You know that your constituency is not from the most savory characters, and if you say something they don't like, they might endanger your life. So, I'm a chayv. Yeah. That they're not going to listen. Oh, we didn't know the part of the Ramah yet. Even look at that. There's another Bir Aloch over here, which is got to look at. I'm a forest butar. They're sighing and groaning and moaning of all of the sayers of Shaddam.
Over what?
So the Morris is over there, groaning over the various which are being, all the tuavis which are being done. So the pasuk says it's referring to over there that Yechezkel had a nevuah that the person was going to destroy the people in Yerushalayim, even the people which are bemoaning the fact that the various are being done. So there's Siddiq and Gemara says these people are Siddiq and Gemara. Gemara says, so why should they be punished? Why should they be punished? Because they didn't make a bachal, they didn't protest. The Morris says that Bereshim answered back to the Sultan, but the people were not going to listen. So why should they be punished for not protesting if the people that they were talking to were not going to listen? So the Morris answers back. The Sultan answered back to the first Bordogo. That's true, they were not going to listen, but they didn't know that. You knew that. The Bereshim, you knew that, but they didn't know that. So they should have made a protest. And they didn't, so they're held responsible for what happened. Not only that, the worst the pasuk says they're going to get punished first. So the Talmud Chacham, who could have been Moicha, wasn't Moicha, but held more responsible than the individual did the Aveira itself. Now, the case over there was, it's referring to what is Zohar, before Zohar is before Shpikra. So, according to this process, this thought process over here that we're saying that when it's before Shpikra, you're Moicha to say anyway. So, what the more talking about, since they know the Morris's life, they didn't know, and that's a good argument. Therefore, I'm mechuyev. More simple, they didn't realize it. They didn't, right? I'm sorry. The people were not going to listen. The more sees that as a good argument, even though it's before Shpikra, before Tamar Vodazor. So, but that would have been a good argument, except for the fact that the people who didn't give them Meitam Chuyev didn't know that. But had they known that, it would have been a good answer why they don't need to make a mechuyev. I to first cross. You see, even first cross, you don't need to say anything. No, he doesn't want. That's the question. Yeah, makes sense.
Question is whether if it's if it's first bakra, whether they would need to protest or not, whether they need to be mocha or not.
The more says you're mocha yibtu.
Right.
The more in Shabbos, but rather you're not mocha yibtu. Because the more says that they were held responsible for not making a mocha because they didn't know whether the people were listening or not. See, Hashem knew that the people would not listen. But they didn't know that. The tzaddikim didn't know that. Then they should have said something because maybe people will listen.
Right,
so Masha had the tzaddikim known that the people will not listen, they'd be potter. He was my first prakara. They're potter. Because if people not listen, why should I say anything? Mm-hmm. So the chartz before, not like this, eat them. If you like Masha, the more the mahoyer borer shalom yishmu lohoyer nanoshim. The tzaddikim will not be punished for not making a mechua had they known that people were not going to listen. Teretz al yeshem nizel rak l'inyan oynish. Av l'inyan mitzvah aseh d'echoch ha-mechuyah b'chol gavne. Chet remes tasek rom emitz, excuse me, harom emitz, the reyazim emitz, emuva v'smag, v'smag ha-batikim ha-gan avam. So that he says, enechonami, the point over here was that there's a chiyah mitzvah aseh d'raisa v'chocha, but they're not punished if they didn't do it. He says, disagrees with this whole idea. If you know they're not going to listen, you're not going to say anything. Okay, Master, Kermit, Yimre, Toysin, Shabbos, Dibre, Maschel, Avogab. Okay. El de Epsher, Litchers, Dinyan, Reish Galusa. Yeah. Bedah. Let's skip down a few more lines. There's a dot of it, and it says Bedah. Yeah?
Where are you now?
Liber Aloha still. Okay. Bedah. See? It's about seven lines before the end of that Ber Aloha. But that the mistar of the masha pasuk or mod the davar before shpatar chayiv limcha is tafka kashuba kroy. The person was doing it occasionally. I will ela perke all the garmi. The people totally remove the shem's removed off the yoke of heaven. Good mechal shabbos for hesia. Oichon avela slahachis. The person intentionally eats with tafka treif. As mechal shabbos karyotzim mechal amisach. They're not part of kol yisro. Veinu mechiv lechicha. You have no chiv to protest to that. You have to give a tichacha to your amisecha. What is an amis? Amis is a person member of your nation. Amisecha shu oyavcha shu imcha b'tara b'mitzus atu mechayv lechicha irsa. Okay. So he says, if a person has lost the status of Amischa, the mitzvah is Amischa, he's not part of Amis, he's not an Amis. Somebody is a Mechal Shabbos Shalom for Hesed. He's a Mechal Shabbos. And he doesn't regularly. He's not, so what do you mean Mechichim for? It's a waste of time. We need to try. Guy tried 15 times already. This is what he does every week. Drives his car or whatever. But he's not, doesn't look for Hesir. He only does a Mitzin. So he doesn't lose the status of a Jew. But on the other hand, like, why are we trying? So that's Kiddush of the... The Mishnah Berurah says Mistabra. Okay. Now we didn't finish the Ramah over here. That's it, base. V'im yirdeya she'en devor nishmoyen. If you're confident that you're not going to be listened to. So he said, by the first of Tariya Mechiv to say anyway. However, lo yomer v'rabim l'chichun rak pamachas. So we differentiate between so how much you mechuyev to do. Say if they're privately, just keep talking to the guy until the guy either gives you, hits you, or gives you a call, or, you know, at that point in time, you're not going to be able to do anymore. Till then, keep pushing his buttons. Maybe he'll listen. That's privately. Publicly, you have a different problem. This is Elam the Mechil Hashem. You're making this Mechil, whatever it is, and the person's ignoring you. Not a good idea. On the other hand, you can't let it go by. Maybe the person will listen. You say, you believe he's not going to listen. You never know. So you have to try. So you try once. So the Mishmur Ches in Yudea. Zekhoi, Gam Ken, I'll double my force with her. Go back to the dinner, double my force with her. She said that you're Mechuyiv to say something, even though he will not listen. Or any case of a mazid, the person does it intentionally. It's all going back to that case. Now, what's the phrase of Yudea? And if you knew, let's talk about a case of Rosal, when you knew. So he said, do this one time, test Rav Pamachas, Ulai, Yeshua, maybe they'll listen. So we got to try it. It shouldn't have any complaints that we allowed it. We didn't allow it. We made a mechal. The people who do naveiros will one day come along and say, listen, why don't you stop us? It's like the type of attitude of a child, you know. I did a naveiro. You should have stopped me. So why don't you stop me? So the simple answer is, not for me, you should have stopped. They shouldn't have any arguments, any pistol and pad to say, why don't you try? I said, we tried. I told you in advance, it's us, sir. And then you chose to ignore, so that I'm not going to do more than that. We can't read it. Kashem Shemitza Loim Adabar Shem Nishma. Kashem Shemitza Loim Adabar Shem Nishma. So Chazal, you have a phrase, the same way it's a mitzvah to say something which will be listened to, it's also a mitzvah to keep your mouth shut when it's not going to be listened to. Same as a private thing, so you speak in privately. If it's something which is done publicly, so there's a chil Hashem, so you need to address it immediately and make it clear that that's not acceptable. So you have to keep going until klala. Let's pen yisnaiko. Where do you cut out? So we said if the person gives you klala, a person hits you, you're allowed to cut out. What about the person just? Is noisy. He yells at you. So my mechuyev naziv is like, you know, he gives you attitude. That's really, I guess, a better translation.
Which gives you attitude?
He gives you attitude. You know, it shows you that he doesn't care what you're saying. So it's very degrading in what he's doing. He's like, you have this chashuv yid over here, and he's telling him to stop. And that's bad. Like, there's noise, the verse says, leave me alone, just leave me alone. Like type of ethics. So what you do in that situation? We don't want to give them any arguments. Because I'll just say there's a limit to how much you should give a let to a chacha, because it's not going to be effective. It's going to create the opposite. So what you do is at one time, and that's it. Gimel. Chaber Gimel. Imi hipsik meachilosa ba'oda yam gadol. Person stopped eating well before Shkia, then before Shkia got hungry again, he wants to eat again, that's fine. The Machaber says. Some say the minig not like that. The ones ate the meal, the citizen of Sakas, you should not eat anymore. With Esher Mapsik, have a kilo kilo buffet. If you want to eat after you bench, because it's better the chachila, you should speak out. At least think through this thought process that you're not being mekabel the tainus at this point in time. Calls man. The Kabbalah is effective not only for a chila, but it's a full Kabbalah. It's a Kabbalah for the day, so that would include other Easter, other Inri Yom Kippur, and that he's been makabel. He can't eat. He can't do reshitz or sicha either.
When, after he's finished doing his sudam of sakasirim and nervium,
correct. And obviously, by Yom Kippur, from the Kabbalah, early. So, in the Kabbalah, early, there's also the simulach involved.
What?
We're talking malach. Definitely, there's going to be a simulach together with that. So, together with rechitz and sicha and achila and shtiyah, there's going to be malach. And they said, you can be close to manager, not a Kabbalah of the tennis. A Kabbalah Mahani, Rocky Plaga Mincha, early Shabbos only works to Plaga Mincha onwards. A Kabbalah of the tennis, we couldn't Plaga Mincha, and Kabbalah of the doesn't work. The person says, I'm not going to eat. It works, that was his Kabbalah. Moshe Kotz, we're going to talk about some of these. See if you're out. So he sends you back to some of the discussions which were there before, that in regards to Tisha B'Av. So in that situation, the Gaon said that Kabbalah's Tanis alone will work, and then you get a din of the kindness of Tisha B'Av, all the sermon of Tisha B'Av.
When an erev Tisha?
Pashas, we have to plug.
Anytime I'm after plug.
He's Mekabel. What time is it? What time is it? 8:10?
10.
See, the person had das to be makabel tainus. He's also, the person said, I'm not going to eat anymore. That's all he thought. He didn't think about the tainus. Just not eating. So it's like, it's any Tuesday. I'm not going to eat anymore. That's not an edit. Talad, Sif Talad. Very Kippurim Engel Lechel Olam Achilam Kalam His Achel. You should only eat items which digest easily. Kedeshal Yehi Soveya Umiskov because he's spelling. You shouldn't be overly satiated, which comes with customs, an element of Gaiva. First, you feed yourself and take care of yourself and all of you need. Then you come to the sport of Daiva. Kedeshal Yehi Soveya Umiskov. The worm is a goof. She loves the carry. Chazal, they had a masara that certain foods cause the body to be more inclined to having too much carry than other foods. So those foods should be avoided on Erev Yom Kippur. For that same reason, you don't drink, eat nochiks. Shemar b'mezera, because the Shemar b'mezera al besudas shachar yisnoi gam lochem. That's for the afternoon meal and the evening meal. The morning meal, the minhag would be drink milk. Tez that normal common. Good besomim. Certain types of spices with karkum, shakar and zafran, good wine. Mezera also key besudas and nafsek. That's only also about the last suit. The worm of Marvin Zera, theoretically, that much changes the way the person functions. It's Marvin and Zera. Like Mofix, you should be not eaten during the day. Theoretically. We do it in the morning. We eat it. I'm going to go in his parish. What's the difference? Can't cause a murder. Then I'm going to worship Meyashav Minig. Ikra Tam Minig Mishum Shein Hema Kolam Kalim. Okay, Mr. Zek is Nogu Lechol Boser Shehu Ikra Suda Medafte Basarif. The Minig is to eat chicken by the second Suda every week. We eat chicken in the morning also. So we have a din of about persons about carry. There's the chalder one din of the Gemara that he could not learn Torah daven. It's not a great thing to be in since Shishwei Yom Kippur. The Ma'isa Chazar Mavato, that feels called Tfilas Ezra Chazar Mavato, but still it's not proper to be davening in that state. So what he's supposed to do? He can't go to the mikvah, and he's not supposed to daven like this. So better not to get involved in it.
Why can't you go to the mikvah?
It's Yom Kippur. You can't go to the mikvah in Yom Kippur. It's water. You're wishing yourself in water. Echol echol kama, warm milkic foods. And with us, the issues are mishum beim. Shum is garlic, beim or eggs. Shem gam ken marvim zer. Because the rimagana, the chol of that would be totally right. Person shouldn't eat sesame seeds before the kippur because they cause you to burp the food. Person ate too much. In no case, he's feeling over satiated. He's full, very full. So he wants to force himself to regurgitate. So he causes a gag effect. He sticks his finger in his mouth, causes a gag, and he throws up. You can't do that on Yom Kippur. Shemayivu tzasmina kiya. Why we say no? Because he might re-swallow some of that which he was making, and that's also to do. Chasimariv, shayistakir, yishtakir, yisudumasekis, oyechachilagatsa, don't get drunk, don't eat too much food. So obviously in the morning also you have to be careful you shouldn't have any of these problems. Okay, it's over here. Calling self-rage test.